Very good. So we're going to move back up now to number nine on the agenda. We'll hear from Sean Blanchette about the Spring Creek restaurant lease.
Good afternoon again, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. I hope everybody can hear me okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, again, Sean Blanchette, Business Administrator for the Division of Parks and Recreation. We have an action item for your consideration today. It's another concession item for consideration. This one is in regards to the Spring Creek Restaurant. I believe the last time we visited with the Commission about this was to request approval of a prospectus back at the May meeting. We issued that prospectus on May 20th. It expired on July 25th. We did receive one proposal in response to that prospectus. After review, we deemed it acceptable in terms of meeting all requirements within the RFP. The responding party is called Dockside LLC. Their principal members are Richard and Pandy Rizak, husband and wife, and then Pandy Rizak's son, John Hall. This is a family operation based out of Highmore. The Rizaks currently have food service experience. They're the current owners of a food truck business. They have past restaurant experience as well as all ServSafe certifications that they need to operate restaurants. So since we've received the proposal, GFP has been working with the Rizaks to come to final lease language for your consideration and approval, which is why we are here today. First off, in regards to the major terms of the agreement, the Rizaks agreed to the original 4% franchise fee that was stated in the agreement. They agreed to all required services and minimum operating seasons that were stated within the draft lease in the RFP. There have been a few lease modifications that we've been working through and negotiating with the Rizaks to accommodate the items that they contained in their proposal. So I'll run through those really quickly here. One of the changes, I'll focus your attention on section one, which is the term of the agreement. The RFP had offered up an initial three-year term with the option of two one-year renewals for a total term of 5 years. The Rizaks requested, and we were agreeable to changing that, modifying that to just a solid, firm five-year term for them in order for them to secure some financing and meet some other obligations that they needed to meet. So that is one change. Within Section 3 services, they did respond that they wanted to operate the convenience store, which is something we had offered up as an option. They want to fully manage and operate the convenience store. So we added that in as a required service, as well as stated a minimum operating season and minimum operating hours. Also within services, down in Section B of that, we added off-sale malt beverage sales as something that is additional authorized for their use, particularly in terms of operating the C-store. If you'll recall in the past, we have discussed with you that the department had self-operated that C-store, and as a state agency, we are not allowed to sell malt beverages. But now that we have a private party, that is now available to them. They plan to take advantage of that, so we wanted to make sure that we added that in as an authorized service. As far as other changes in Section 12, they had requested the opportunity to offer year-round services in the restaurant and C-store. One of the things that we deal with in our parks, obviously, is winter conditions. So there's no removal responsibilities. So we took the step of defining those responsibilities of each party, what the department is responsible for, and how much the concessionaire would be responsible for. If, in fact, they choose to exercise their option to offer year-round service and continue that in the future. We did add one new section to this lease, and that is Section 16, titled Housing. The Rizaks had requested use of one of our motel units that we have up at Spring Creek Recreation Area that is adjacent to the restaurant building to house their on-site manager, restaurant manager. You will see that we've identified and specified which unit will be made available for them, as well as established rental rates for certain months of the year, dependent on when they choose to fully occupy that. It's a monthly rate, so And I would share that those rates are based on past revenues and potential revenues that we feel would be lost if this was offered up to the public for rental as it had been in the past. So these rates are essentially based on replacement of revenue that we project on that unit. And housing is something that is yet not unique and new. Past operators have requested that at Spring Creek. And in fact, the most recent operator also occupied one of the motel units for a rental rate up there for the use of their staff as well. It just helps us help them find solutions to staffing problems that we find not only for ourselves, but concession operations in some of these locations that are not directly within in a municipality. So that's basically a summary of the proposal, the proposed operator and the proposed new final lease for your consideration. What we're requesting of you today is approval and of the selection of Dockside LLC as the new operator at Spring Creek Restaurant. Approval of the lease document that was provided to you in your commission book, as well as authorization of Director Jeff Van Meteren to execute the lease on behalf of the department. So that's where we're at. That's what the request is. And I would open it up to any questions that the commission may have at this time.
Very good. Thank you, Sean. Any questions from the commission? Comments from the commission? This is an action item, so we will need to take need a motion and action on this item.
Approve.
Move to approve by Commissioner Beast.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Any comments on that motion? My only comment would be, Sean, I'm glad to see that we have somebody that stepped up. It was unsure if we would, and so I think this looks good, and I obviously will be supporting this. With that, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is approved.
Thank you.